and every day. You get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5, 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather brought to you by
Sweet James.
If you've been injured in an accident, call Sweet James.
That's the sweetest.
I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. And now, back to my biggest fans, at least today, Gatos and Chad.
Thank you.
That's
award
right.
Winner.
A major announcement today. If you're just tuning in, driving home, wondering what you can eat for dinner,
and
stop
they did,
everything.
They did this earlier. And the winner for the Edward R. Murrow Award of Super Awesome News Broadcast Journalism Excellence is Miss Becky Lynn from KBR.
Thank you. Thank you. May I say something since I'm accepting this award?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Arizona's Evening News. It's the entire news department.
Oh,
I am the person who puts it on the air, but it would not get there were it not for the awesome talents.
So humble.
And it's true. Every reporter, every news desk person, every board op, and our news director.
This speech is getting boring.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
But
hey,
thank
you. Keep your politics at home.
Seriously. Becky Lynn.
And the listeners. We would be nothing without the listeners. Just had to throw that.
The only name is on the award is Becky Lynn, so she's just...
The only name on it. By the way, just to let you guys know, if you have your favorite person that you like watching or reading... who tweets, they have set up now a tip jar on Twitter so you can essentially tip them.
What?
Yeah. It's the new thing.
So go to Becky Lynn's Twitter and say, listen, she won the Edward R.
Murrow.
And it's a big one because he's like this former radio guy who was supposedly pretty good.
One of the great journalists of all time.
Or that. And you can tip Becky Lynn.
Like that's
you,
the funniest
honestly,
thing I've ever
it's
heard.
It's like Edward R. Murrow, and then you look at somebody like Cronkite. Like, that's the kind of...
Gatos?
No. We're not journalists,
no.
Dude.
Okay. Oh, that is true. We're not journalists.
But you are full of opinion, and we
we're
love
full
that
of
about
something.
You.
And he's also one of those guys that puts his hands up to his ears as he talks.
That's
I'm
right.
Here at World War II, and it's crazy. The Nazis are everywhere. They're flying around, shooting at us. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Did you say shooting?
That's what the Edward R. That's how he came to claim to fame because he was.
Different.
That's where his super claim to fame.
Should we talk about how the cyber ninjas have hired? What is his name?
No.
Indiana Jones.
No, Indiana Jones, and we got a new nickname for him because he too is an adventurer and he was looking for the Ark. He's Iowa Steve because we can't give Indiana Jones already been taken. Here comes Iowa Steve, who looked for the Ark. A treasure hunter found a Roman sword, apparently in the Antarctic. Found out it was fake.
So let's back up just a second. We know that the cyber ninjas, we have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're down at Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and they're fondling your votes. Your ballot, if you will. And they've hired some weirdos. They've hired some strange people. But they today have hired, well, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
He is a former... professional treasure hunter.
That's right.
He is has been seen on the Curse of Oak Island on the History Channel. He believes that bamboo fibers from China ballots may have put Joe Biden over the top in
That's
Arizona.
Right. Bamboo ballots, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Giovanni Pulitzer.
That's right.
And...
or Jovan.
Jovan Pulitzer. Oh,
or J. Jovan Filia, which is what he was born as.
If you're asking what in the world are you guys talking about?
We're even on MSNBC right now. Arizona and the bamboo conspiracy.
The bamboo conspiracy. That's right. This Jovan Pulitzer says...
China ballots.
That there are China ballots that were dropped in Arizona.
Now, let's say there was an influx of China ballots. China does not have the tree and lumber population we have. They use bamboo and they do use wood pulps. They use bamboo in their paper and they use about 27 different mixes.
Yeah. All right. Shut your mouth. And the reason we're talking about this is
there's accusations that 40,000 ballots were flown in
to Arizona
and it was stuffed into the box.
What box? Where are the ballots?
Okay. And it came from the southeast part of the world.
Okay.
Asia. Okay.
Okay.
And what they're doing is to find out if there's bamboo in the paper.
Okay. So that's where we are today. Is there the ballots that don't exist that they say do and pushed Biden over the top? They're saying were made from bamboo, so they cannot be from America. They're fake ballots.
By the way, we have plenty of companies here who use bamboo.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I really think it's time to learn about bamboo. I mean,
I like bamboo.
It's bamboo.
Of course it is.
Given the chance, bamboo will create immense forests.
Immense forests.
Dominating entire areas. Bamboo forests occur across southwest China all the way to Shanghai.
Is that a flute in the background?
Yeah.
But probably the highest diversity of bamboos in the world is found on the hills and valleys of Yunnan.
Of Phoenix.
Bamboos are arborescent grass belonging to the subfamily.
Why does everybody have to have an accent?
Why not?
Bamboos are arborescent grass belonging to the subfamily Bambusoida.
Is it raining in the background?
It is.
It makes me have to go to the bathroom.
It's an ambiance. We're setting the mood here of where this is, how it's growing.
It's like a waterfall.
Yes, the whole nine yards.
Of the grass family, Poaceae. Well-drained tropical and subtropical habitats with high rainfall, optimum temperature, high humidity, and suitable soil types favor the abundant growth of bamboo and its species diversity.
Fake accent, by the way. It's not real.
Yeah.
So that's the latest today.
And he's awesome, too. Our buddy, Jovan. He created, arguably...
Jovan Pulitzer.
Yeah.
The guy who says there are China ballots in Arizona. He thinks he can prove that they're bamboo.
Yeah.
And they were dropped here on election night. And that's how President Biden won Arizona.
$185 million he raised for QCAT, which was his invention to scan in codes from magazines and newspapers because nobody had ever heard of the internet, even though it was around. And by the way, a lot of the money came from places like Radio Shack, hence the reason why there's no more Radio Shack. Top of this, let's just talk about some of the reviews he got.
Hold on. Let me give you a little bit of ambiance music.
Please do.
I mean, we're talking about this guy.
We are.
Right? Mm-hmm. So let's put music that goes with this guy.
PC World named it one of the 25 worst products of all time.
The QCAT?
Yes. Oh, it gets better. It gets better. Joe Sawalski of the Chicago Tribune. You have to wonder about a business plan on the notion that people want to interact with a soda can. Debbie Barnum of the Evening Standard quipped, the QCAT fails to solve a problem which never existed. It gets better.
Oh.
Gizmodo voted QCAT. So, if you don't know what that is, it's one of the, if not the most popular magazine when it comes to tech. They voted the worst invention in the 2000s, and Time Magazine, goes on for a long time, listed it as number 5 of the 50 worst products ever.
And that's the guy the cyber ninjas have hired.
Yeah.
To hold our ballots,
yes.
And look at them and inspect them,
yeah.
At Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
See, the problem was, and people, we do this now. The QCAT, we already do this. You guys, we all have QR things on our phones. You can go scan a QR thing.
Oh, crap, right? I ran out of music. Hold on.
We all do that. It's just not shaped like a cat. It didn't cost $185 million.
Ah, the circus that is Veterans Memorial Coliseum. I hope the Arizona...
What did the New York Times call it, Producer Mandy? What did the New York Times call... Did they call it the worst dump on... the New York Times made fun of it. I think the New York Times called it the mess. What did they call it, Mandy? You know. What did the New York Times call the...
Fake news.
New York Times is not fake news.
Yes, it is.
They call it... Got it. The decrepit. Yeah, the decrepit arena.
Oh.
It is... It's the place you have heavy metal concerts because you're not quite... You really don't care if they blow the building up.
No.
Oh, there's your buddy on the old TV.
Oh! I love that guy. So we have all these TVs here. And on TV, let's just
say, we got some UFC.
Is this guy who is part of the recount audit fraud it, and he said,
what they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper because there's a guy who came out and said certain things.
Yeah,
and
that's why we're all here.
This isn't just a guy.
Hey, if a guy comes out and says certain things, you got to recount the whole election. Okay. Coming up next. Should Arizona be offering the COVID vaccine at the bottom of the Grand Canyon? Stick around.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, we're going to test you in just a few minutes, see if you've been listening to the show. We call it Pop Quiz. That's where you call in and answer true-false questions about the day's news.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's true.
It's not hard. Yesterday was
there
phenomenal.
There is no C. Just want to give you guys that.
Yesterday was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal.
Little Cinco de Mayo, there was day drinking, and
drinking.
People were calling in. Let's see if it's as festive as today as it was yesterday. All right, very interesting. Here's a theory. Here's a thought. Here's something to think about. Should Arizona offer the COVID vaccine at the Grand Canyon? Let's think about that just for a second.
Okay.
Maybe you offer it at Whiskey Row. That's a place where a lot of people are, right? You know, that's a cool place. The Bird's Nest. Fantastic. The thinking behind that is, well, New York City is saying, we've got something called the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I've heard of it.
It's a terrific vaccine. They took it off the market really for no reason, and then they put it back on. And it'll save lives. But New York City says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to install mobile COVID-19 vaccination sites at tourist attractions. So if you want to fly into New York City and you're in Times Square, you get the vaccine. You want to look at the Brooklyn Bridge? Go and get the vaccine. You want to be near the 9/11 Memorial? Go and get the vaccine. You want to go see, what's the lady with the hand up and it's a big to-do?
Liberty?
It's green. Yeah.
Statue of Liberty?
Statue of Liberty. Go get the vaccine while you're at the Statue of Liberty.
So we're going to be giving them out in places.
Where tourists go. So in Arizona, where do tourists go? All right. Well, the Grand Canyon certainly is one of them. I don't know if you stick it at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, you have a doctor or nurse there that's giving the shots, because then, well, you got to hike all the way down.
Yeah.
But if you're around the Grand Canyon, guess what? You're a tourist. Here's the vaccine. You don't look at all like you like this idea. It looks like someone crapped in your Cheerios. What's wrong? What's the matter? What do you think?
We're trying to get people who don't want the vaccine a vaccine. We're doing everything. If you're going to do it, go big.
Okay, right? What's big?
Hey, you know what? You want a free trip to Vegas for the weekend? You get the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
You get a free trip to Vegas.
Who's paying for the free trip?
We're throwing all this money around anyways, right?
Well, does it cost it really any money to, let's say, have a mobile vaccine site at the Grand Canyon? Does it really
cost
that much money?
Right? You're going to have to go there. I got to pay for my own trip to go to the vaccine and get there?
Because you're already there.
Yeah. Nobody's doing that. Because the people who are already there probably already vaccinated. And by the way, if you're already in a place like that, can we be honest? You're probably already vaccinated and or you don't care.
But I thought we've all been talking about make it easy for people. Isn't this making it easy for people? If you're in Times Square and there's a mobile unit with the vaccine and you haven't gotten it yet, well, there you go. You're done in 5 seconds.
Like the Oscar Mayer wiener?
Yes. Thing. That's
a big syringe just driving around town. Just
that's
handing
what I was thinking.
Stuff.
I like that. See, now you're thinking big.
Could you see that, a big syringe?
Yes, I could.
No. How about this? If you want to get the vaccine, you probably already got it.
Yes.
If you don't want the vaccine, you're not going to get it. And if you're agnostic, if you will, you're not quite sure about it, you probably will. But at this moment in time, you're kind of staying back a little bit. Well, you know what? You'll get it when you're ready. And you going to the Grand Canyon isn't going to be like, hey, we're at the Grand Canyon, kids. This is great. I've always wanted to get a vaccine on my vacation. That was like some of the, you know, vacation. We'll call it a vacation. Everybody gets a trip to Hawaii.
Here's a question. Yeah. If you were to put the vaccine mobile unit at the Grand Canyon, and a tourist says, yes, I want to get the vaccine while I'm here. I mean, it's right here. You get the first shot of Moderna, and then you go home, let's say, to, I don't know, Iowa. Do you have to come back to the Grand Canyon to get the second shot?
That's a good question. Can you do that if you're out of state? Because some states are not allowing people from out of state to get the vaccine.
This is why I'm asking the question.
This is not bad.
This
is what we do, kids. We're talking it out. We like to take these bad ideas and make them worse before we decide, let's do it.
Is it that bad of an idea?
No, it's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Again, I just don't think people are. I just think we're asking the wrong question. The question we should be asking is, how are we going to get ourselves back to a point where we're back out there living and helping these people understand? Hey, you guys are cool with maybe you make them happy. You know, you guys are cool with not getting the vaccine. You know what? Maybe for everybody who wants a vaccine, you've got it. The people who don't, make them sign a waiver. Therefore, it absolves people. If you get if you get sick and you die, it absolves anybody from responsibility. Think about that for a second. Put that in writing so people can't come back and sue.
I'm thinking about it.
That, to me, is a little bit more. It's kind of like you're taking things away. Okay, you're totally cool that you don't want this, so I'm going to pull this back from you. You sign. It's like when you go to the hospital and they tell you, we don't want you to leave. What do you have to do? You have to sign something that says, against the doctor's order, you're deciding to leave the hospital on your own accord, so we're no longer responsible.
I like where you're going.
There you go. See?
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm going to think about it, and then I'll tell you tomorrow.
Hey, I got a great idea. What if a Smurf delivered it to you? And
what are you talking about?
On top of a pine tree in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and a donkey wrote it down. That'd be fantastic.
Your mind is weird.
It's fantastic.
You have a strange brain.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next.
Coming up.
We got Pop Quiz.
Pop quiz.
All right, let's see if you know the news. 277-5827. Leave a line open for the younger kids.
Popping the numbers. Pop quiz.
Pop quiz is coming up.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right, pop quiz. That's how we end the show. 277-5827. True, false questions about the day's news. Chad has a prize. I'm going to try and trick you. Because it makes me happy.
That's what you do, brother.
It's not
nice.
How we roll. It's not very nice.
It is. You're like Loki. You're the god of mischief. Steve in Scottsdale or Scott in Stevesdale. It's up to you. You're live.
Hello, Steve.
Ready to
play pop quiz?
Let's do it.
Here we go. The Cyber Ninjas hired a treasure hunter to count your ballots in the Arizona election audit. True or false?
Well, that would be
kind of... True or false?
False.
You're dead to me. Get out of here. Oh, it's true. Lord. Don't you listen to the show. Who's next? Give me
Brandon
somebody next.
Brandon in Phoenix. Let's see if you've got this going on, Brandon.
Brandon, are you ready to... You know what Brandon always reminds me of? 90210.
Oh,
Brandon
really?
Walsh.
I was thinking of Brandon Flowers.
Okay. All right. Brandon, here we go. Pop quiz. True or false? 50,000 people applied to shoot bison at the Grand Canyon.
True.
You're dead to me. It's false. Get out.
Oh, man.
It's 45,000. It's not 50. I told you. I'm very tough.
Lisa in Apache Junction.
Lisa, are you ready to play pop quiz?
I am so ready. I just want to say thank you guys for making my crappy days of work a happy place to drive home and listen to you guys. It makes me laugh.
There you go. Yeah. You hear that, Becky Lynn?
How about that, Becky? That's our award.
Yeah, that's us.
That's our award.
Yay. Yeah. Hey.
All right, true or false?
Clown award.
True. Or...
I'd be fine with being a clown.
True or false? Becky Lynn today won a major award. It's called the Edward R.
Murrow
Award. True or false?
Well, I don't know. Did you say it right?
Probably not. Just go. We're going to move on to the next.
Let's go to the next one.
We're not good with names.
I know. Okay. All right, here we go.
Sorry, Becky.
A dot. Has a new electronic billboard that says, and I quote, want to return to normal? Get vaccinated. True or false?
You know what? They're kind of stupid, so I would probably say yes.
Bingo. True. It is true. Absolutely.
Bingo.
All right. Hey, South Carolina is bringing back firing squads to their execution chambers. True or false?
Oh, God, that would be a happy place to live. You know, I'm I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm going to say false, because I think South Carolina people would not put up with that and they'd cry. Yeah.
I'm going to say you're dead to me. It was true.
And by the way, just to let you know, if you've been to South Carolina, they are about shooting stuff and they
shooting
like
stuff.
It there.
Okay.
I love South Carolina.
Beauty. Who's next? Pop quiz.
I'm going to go with, all right, let's do it. Bob and Peoria.
I don't want an update, Bob. We don't have time. Here we go.
I don't have one.
Good. Strange light spotted in the Arizona sky last night were high-flying drones. True or false?
That's false. They were satellites.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. Get your wagers ready. Sportsbook and bar is opening in downtown Phoenix. True or false?
That's false. It's Caesars.
Well, you're dead to me. It's true. I think Caesars is something else.
All right.
I think we're done.
Oh, man. Yeah. We're done?
Yeah.
Sorry, Abdi. Sorry, Ed. Can't do it. I tried.
I didn't get to the next one.
Let's do it.
Which was really good. Gatos wants to get Botox so he can look 43. Chad, true or false?
Absolutely.
It is true.
We've been talking about it. I don't look good on Zoom.
I don't look very good on Zoom.
You on a Zoom call?
Church group.
Does anybody look good on Zoom?
Not really.
There you go. It's not meant to be a looking good thing.
See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.
See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.